今天晚上我们非常高兴，我们一位特别的来宾啊 ，Pastor Yvette Isaac 啊，他是我们所支持的一个机构的 Road to Success。那么这个机构哈、啊，这个创办人，那么他们是在啊，从埃及就开始工作，我们也支持他们现在在埃及一些牧者的一些团队。那他们也做很多难民的工作哈、啊，也是在啊伊拉克，也在叙利亚，也是在、啊。现在也在帮助一些 Ukraine 的一些难民哈，我们非常、高兴今天他能够回到我们中间，能够跟我们分享信息。我们欢迎 Pastor Yvette， 那曾牧师会帮他来翻译，欢迎。
啊，非常谢谢刘牧师。
With us as partners.
所以今天晚上跟他分享说，神如何使用生命和灵粮堂、成为伙伴，能够祝福、世界各地的人。
Because no one can do it alone.
因为没有人可以单独的做这些事情。
But we all together are the body of Christ that we can change the world.
但耶稣基督的身体，我们一起合作的时候，我们就能够改变这个世界。
Especially now we hear all the news that it's tough time is coming to the world.
特别是我们听到许多新闻告诉我们说世界将会面对许多的患难。
What are we going to do?
我们要做什么呢？
Are we going to be afraid?
我们是否要害怕呢？
Or we can hear the voice of the Lord saying, you are my kingdom on earth.
或者我们可以听神的声音说你们是在地上的国度。
I am blessing you so you can be the blessing to keep the kingdom going and going strong.
我要祝福你，好让你让这个国度继续的扩张，然后这个国度会继续的强盛。
The world will be looking at the church during this time.
这是我们要看世界来看这个教会怎么来回应。
Because the church will have the answer.
因为教会有答案。
Only the church will have the answer.
只有教会能够带来答案。
Because the church will listen to God and will hear the supernatural solving problems ways.
因为教会能够聆听神的声音，能够有超自然神能够帮助世界的一个方法。
And why is all this?
为什么这些事情呢？
Because the coming of Christ is so soon.
因为耶稣基督再来的日子非常接近了。
And we are preparing the way.For the Lord to come soon.
我们乃是为主预备道路。
One of the things that it's written in the Bible.
有一件事情记载在圣经里面的。
About the way to prepare the way to the second coming of Jesus.
乃是预备耶稣基督第二次的再来。
Is Isaiah 19.
乃是以赛亚书第十九章。
The Lord is talking about a highway.
圣经里面讲这个高路哈。高速公路。
In Isaiah 19 verse 23.
在以赛亚书第十九章第二十三节。
That there will be a line, a highway between Egypt, Assyria, and Assyria, and then Israel will be the third.
能够在以赛亚书第19 verse
19 from verse 23.
就是以赛亚书第十九章第二十三节，这里告诉我们说，神会在这个中东这个地方来预备。一条道路 from 19 huh?
Yeah. You can read it.
Yeah, 19 to.
From Isaiah 19, from verse 23 to verse 25.
从二十三节开始说，耶和华，耶和就是说，当那日必有从埃及通亚述去的大道，亚述人要进入埃及，埃及人要进入亚述，埃及人要与亚述人一同敬拜耶和华。
He's talking about that highway.Between Egypt and Assyria and Israel.
乃是讲到一个大道呢，是通往埃及、亚述到以色列去。
What is Assyria in the Bible?
在亚述在圣经里面是指什么呢？
Basically, it's the Middle East. Let us see a clip to explain what is the Assyrian countries.
基本上来是指中东这一带，就是包括了的这个叙利亚这个地方。
This is the land where Abraham, father of all nations, walked. God called on Abraham to come to Israel, leaving Ur, modern-day Iraq. He traveled through Syria and Egypt. This is where the Holy Spirit worked while the Book of Acts was written. The first four churches were in Jerusalem, Antioch in Syria, Egypt and Mesopotamia.This is where one essential prophecy, the book of Isaiah, took place. According to the book of Isaiah, in the last days, blessings and peace, the whole world is closely linked to the three: Egypt, Assyria, and Israel. Assyria is modern-day Syria, Iraq, Lebanon, Jordan, southern Turkey, and more. This is the land of God's plan. It explains why the world spotlight is on the region, and why we've seen so many wars here. Do you know the history written on this land? How is Christianity rooted here? Are there still Christians living here? What is life like for Christians and minorities threatened by terrorism? In this program, Dr. Yvette Isaac from Egypt takes you to the countries covered by this biblical prophetic highway.
I am here at the walls of Damascus, where the disciples put Apostle Paul in a basket.
This is Keres Ravine, where God fed Elijah mornings and nights.
يوميا في مساء كل يوم أصلي من أجل بابا روما ويصلي من أجلنا.
لقينا صوت جامد جدا والكنيسة كلها تحولت لرماد بطريقة بشعة جدا. الدكة كلها تفشفشت على الأرض.
السجاجيد كلها متقطعة وشفت ناس مرمية وناس متعورة. كنت خايفة عمال عيط كل شوية مش قادرة.
قول بابا عبقى لبابا صار عند يسوع له زنب. هدول أطفال كلها زنب. إيش لهم زنب صغار؟ عتفتح عينيها بتقول بابا عبقى لبابا صار عند يسوع.
The Bible says Egypt, Assyria, and Israel will be a blessing in the midst of the earth. Through this program, you'll learn about the stories of real people and what's happening to them, so that you'll know what role you can play and how you can co-work with God to bring heaven to earth and bring peace to the world.
Let's watch this program to discover together how to bring God's blessings on earth by partnering with Him to restore the three, which are the footsteps of Abraham. So I have some news for you.
这里告诉大家一些消息。
Guess who will build this highway?
谁先想看来建筑这个大道？
The Chinese nations.
就是中国国家。
Probably you'll say why?
你说为什么呢？
One good reason.
一个很好的理由。
The Chinese nation are accepted by the three.
The three
countries.
就是那个中国呢，是被这三个国家都接受的。
So when you go to Israel, you're accepted and you're loved and you're wanted.
当你去以色列的时候呢，你非常被欢迎、被接纳的。
When you go to Egypt, everybody will welcome you and just serve you with food.
当你去埃及的时候，大家都欢迎你，然后会给你很好的食物。
And every country in the Assyria wants you to come.
叙利亚呢，他们都希望你们都能够来。
Because God blessed you with ideas, with finance to build and to restore.
因为神给你们智慧，给你们资源，给你们方法来建筑。
And God chose you because you understand what does it mean to be under pressure, under persecution, but you persevere and you succeed.
然后神指示你在任何的逼迫、任何患难当中，你能够忍耐到底，所以你可以来建筑。
But be ready because you are the builder and God is waiting for you.
但是你要预备好，因为你是建筑工人，神要来等候你来去做。
And the body of Christ is waiting for this highway to be built so Jesus can come and we all can enjoy heaven.
耶稣基督的身体你要预备好，好了，我们能够把这个大道建筑起来，好了，耶稣基督第二次能够再来。
I am sure that you have noticed that Egypt come first in the verse.
我相信你已经注意到说，这里面的埃及是先被提到的。
Why Egypt come first?
为什么埃及先提到呢？
I will let you think about it.
让你想一想。
And I will give you the answer.
然后会给你答案。
But let us go back to that highway.
那么回到这个大道里面去想一想。
We have created a program. It's called the prophetic highway.
我们成立了一个叫这个先知性的大道。
And your channel is airing this program every Sunday at 8:30.
然后你们的这个优势频道就是每个礼拜天晚上八点半都在播这样的一个节目。
And I am really inviting you to watch this program.
我真的邀请你一同来观看这样的一个节目。
Watch it with the eyes of God.
能够从神的眼光来看这个节目。
And what is my part?
所以我的角色是什么呢
？And take it very seriously.
本来是非常认真的去看待。
And it's done very well.
乃是非常精心的去预备好。
And I love to introduce the intro songs to you.
那我也把这个简介的这个歌曲向大家来分享。
So let's watch.This intro song.
然后看看这个简介的这个歌。
I see a highway. I see hope. I see nations.Blessing the globe, I see a highway, I see hope, I see three nations, blessing the globe, Egypt, Assyria and Israel, it's time to shine again, Egypt, Assyria and Israel,It's time to shine again. Egypt, Assyria, and Israel. It's time to shine again. Egypt, Assyria, and Israel. It's time to shine again.
Isn't it so beautiful song?
非常美妙的一首歌。
It moves your heart.
可以触动你的心。
To understand.
那你能够明白。
The important mission.
这非常重要的一个使命。
To build this highway.
能够建筑这个大道。
So if we go back and we think, why Egypt? Why Egypt is mentioned here as a very important role, playing a very important role?
回到刚才的经文，看看为什么埃及在这里扮演这个非常重要的角色。
I will give you few.Reasons why?
我给你一些的理由，为什么
？Reason God says it's they are my people.
首先，第一呢，神说他是我的子民。
So how many nations in the Bible God says my people?
到底圣经里面有多少个国家，神说你们是我的子民
？Israel.
以色列是第一个。
Number two is Egypt.
然后第二就是埃及。
Egypt is mentioned in the Bible over 600 times.
圣经里面提到埃及一共超过600次。
Also, if you remember in the Bible, Egypt hosted Jacob and his children. They came 70, they left over 2 million.
你知道说这个埃及他们也接待了雅各和他70个子孙们，所以他们离开的时候呢，已经超过200万。
So Egypt was the womb.Where the nation of Israel grew.
我们可以说，埃及就好像这个以色列所怀的胎一样，使以色列能够成长。
Almost most of the prophets went to Egypt.
几乎所有的先知们都曾经去过埃及。
Abraham.
亚伯拉罕。
Joseph.
约瑟。
Moses.
摩西。
And Jeremiah.
耶利米。
And much much more.
更多更多的先知们。
And also, if you know that, Joseph married.An Egyptian.
对，你知道说约瑟娶了这个埃及的女子。
And have two tribes.
然后有两个支派从他而出。
Manasseh and Ephraim.
马拿西跟以法莲。
Who came from? Thank you. We see that Deborah, Prophet Samuel,
然后底波拉，然后先知撒母耳
，Caleb，
然后加勒
，Joshua，
然后约书亚
，They all are from Ephraim tribe。
他们都是从以法莲支派出来的。
This is one reason。
这是其中一个原因。
Egypt has a voice。
以色列有这样的一个声音，埃及有这样的一个声音。
In the old civilization，
在这个古代的文化里面。
Alexandria, where all the philosophers gathered.
亚历山大就是很多这个哲学门哲学者聚集的地方。
Egypt was the third country to host Christianity by Mark.
然后说这个埃及是第三个国家能够召集许多基督徒的。
And much, much more reasons.
更多更多的理由。
That's why.
这是为什么
？Pastor Tong and Pastor Belinda.Came to Egypt.
所以林牧师跟师母他们曾经到过埃及。
And they are investing in Egypt for God.
那是为神的国度投资在埃及。
They are doing great job.
他们做非常美好的事工。
They are hosting and they are financially blessing pastors.
他们在那里呢，就是召集牧者，而且经济上支持这些牧者。
Blessing the Christian media.
然后也祝福这个基督教的媒体。
Will be helping withEducation and programs to empower Christians and to empower women and to empower young people.
透过这样的教育的节目，能够使这些妇女们、使年轻人、使这些基督徒们能够被建立起来。
That's why I'm inviting you.
因此，我来邀请大家
to invest with Pastor Tong in Egypt.
然后跟林牧师一起来投资在埃及这个国家。
Because it does have great rewards.
因为将会得到很大的奖赏。
It's playing a great part of the returning of Jesus Christ.
乃是在耶稣基督再来的时候扮演一个非常重要的角色。
Lots of things needs to be done: food distribution, helping with schools, helping the churches to be empowered, helping the people to know more about Christ.
很多事情需要
so they can grow.
很多事情需要做的，比如说发放食物，教育他们，然后帮助年轻人，好让他们能够很早认识耶稣基督。
And I'm asking you.Do you see it in your heart?
那我就问你说，在你的心中是否看见
？To play a big part.
乃是在这个其中扮演重要的角色。
Of making Jesus come faster.
好让耶稣基督很快的来到。
By putting your hand with Pastor Tong and Pastor Belinda.
然后跟林牧师师母一起携手同行。
And say we understand the importance of Egypt.
然后说我们明白埃及重要的角色。
And we want to put our hand to build.
我们要把我们携手一起来建造埃及，然后给他们能力，然后去鼓励他们。
Do you know something?
你知道吗
？Egypt has the Goshen land. Goshen land.
就是戈逊地是在埃及。
Goshen land was this place where God's people preserved.
就是戈逊这个地方乃是神的百姓被保存的。
There was darkness all over the world.
那时候世界充满了黑暗。
But there was light in Goshen.
但是在戈逊这个地方却有光。
Goshen is the land where the kingdom of God is growing and flourishing.
这戈逊乃是神的国度，在那里成长，而且在那里扩大。
And you can be the Goshen.
然后你可以成为这个戈逊。
That God is blessing.
然后神的祝福。
But why is God blessing you?
然后神为什么祝福你呢
？Why do you still have your job?
为什么你现在还有你的工作呢
？Why do you still have your impact?
为什么你现在还能够有这样的影响力呢
？Why all of your ideas are prospering?
为什么你的主意呢非常非常的亨通呢
？To prosper the kingdom.
然后让神的国度能够亨通。
Tough time is coming.
时候已经来了。
But the answer is in your hands.
但是答案在你的手中。
God is blessing you to be a blessing.
神要祝福你，使你成为多人的祝福。
As He blessed Abraham and He told him, "I'm blessing you to be a blessing."
他祝福亚伯拉罕说，你要成为多人的祝福。
We all are waiting for the kingdom of God to be the light in the world during this hard time.
所以我们在这个非常困难的时候，我们看到神的国度要带来光。
We have great plans.
我们有非常伟大的计划。
That God says, "I trust my plan with my people."
神说，我把我的计划托付给我的子民。
And we all are going to do it together.
我们要一起来做。
No one can do it alone.
没有任何一个人可以单独的行动。
And I'm very thankful for our connection together to build the kingdom.
我非常感谢主，我们能够有这样的一个连结，一同来建造神的国度。
Go to Pastor Tang and Pastor Belinda. Say we want to come to Egypt. We want to go to Egypt.
跟林牧师师母说，我们一起去埃及，我们要去埃及。
We want to do the prophetic act by walking through the highway.
我们要做一个先知性的行动，要在这个大道上行走。
We can go to Egypt.
我们可以去埃及。
To Jordan.
啊，去约旦。
Or Lebanon, and then go to Israel.
黎巴嫩，以色列。
So while we're walking, we are making the prophetic highway coming to pass.
所以当我们在那里行走的时候，我们就让这个先知性的这个大道就能够成型。
I bless you.
我祝福你。
And I'm looking forward to see you again.
那非常期待能够再一次的见到你。
And thank you for being obedient to the voice of the Lord.
好，谢谢你们大家顺服了神给你们的声音。
And being the builders of the Isaiah 19.
然后成为以赛亚书十九章的建筑者。
Amen.
Amen.
我们非常谢谢这个 Pastor Yvette 给我们这么美好的分享哈。那我想我们真的是在神的面前呢、啊。今天晚上我们也真的就是为了神这样一个我觉得我们很少想到这件事情，就是埃及、叙利亚、以色列的复兴要从这里开始哈、啊。那我们真的今天晚上我们特别为这件事情来一同祷告。